FM 90.3 WJTL, Rhett Walker Band, I Surrender, Sanctus Real, Keep My Heart Alive, and a happy good morning to you. Thanks for tuning in at 722.
Weather-wise today, mostly cloudy. We have a chance of rain. Windy today, too. High 59. Almost at 69.
Wishful thinking.
Clouds and rain tonight, windy and 51, and then mid-60s tomorrow with, yes, clouds and a chance of showers. Right now, it is 48 degrees.
We're hanging out with our friends Ruthie and Lori from Mannheim Christian Day School. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Lori Henry is a board member, a patron, a substitute teacher, assistant soccer coach. What else do you do at Mannheim Christian Day School?
I don't have any time for anything else.
I'm going to say drop your kids off and pick them up, I guess.
Exactly.
Lori, for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about Mannheim Christian Day School.
Sure. Mannheim Christian is a school that we have pre-K through eighth grade. Yeah, and we have an amazing Bible curriculum in our middle school. We're just redoing our middle school program a little bit now to include fifth grade. So we go fifth through eighth grade, which is amazing because now we get to share our Bible knowledge with Mrs. Dunkel.
Really fun. If folks want more information about the school, they could visit you online.
Absolutely. It's mannheimchristian.org. And yeah, we have a lot more information online about our school.
Great. And Ruthie Dunkel is with us. She is the Bible teacher. And I know you, Ruthie, you want to talk a little bit about middle school and some of the things that you teach the kids. Tell us what you do with the Bible program there.
Okay. Well, in sixth grade, when the students come, we'd like to take this indescribable God and bring him down to a personal level. So we study 18 metaphors of God. We start with that he is my rock. As a sixth grader, he can be my rock. He is my light. He's the perfect father. He comforts like a mother. He protects like a hen. And we go through all 18 metaphors and make it very personal. And right now they're writing a little paper on which metaphor changed their lives, which one meant the most to them.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
And then in seventh grade, we teach them how to study the Bible, basically teaching them how to fish instead of just giving them fish to eat.
Right.
And we do a hands-on inductive Bible study, and we also do a hands-on deductive Bible study that takes about 6 weeks, and life-changing for these students. As they read their research papers, it just amazes me how the Spirit of God deals with them, with areas of their life that they're struggling with.
Right.
And now we're in the subject of prayer. And in fact, yesterday we were out on a big old blanket and just taking the time to praise, and I gave them papers of scripture, and they just kept reading, you know, why we adore you, Father,
right,
for your faithfulness and such like that. So, and then eighth grade, we just believe it's crucial before they leave our halls to know what they believe and why they believe it. So I do teach Christian apologetics, a lot of my materials with Lee Strobel and Josh McDowell, and asking the question, is the Bible the Word of God? And how do I know that?
Right.
And then also, is Jesus Christ the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One? And then we answer that for another third of the year. And now we're in the subject, so what? What does this mean to me?
Right.
If the Bible's the Word of God, Jesus is the Messiah, so what? And the answer is he needs to be the Lord of my life.
And Lori mentioned that you're restructuring for the coming years with incorporating fifth grade in middle school. How's that going to work?
I'm going to move the metaphor series to fifth grade.
Okay.
And right now I am thinking about sixth grade. I think we're going to do the Gospels.
Awesome.
The extraordinary life of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Who is this Jesus you've heard of all your life?
Right.
And to get into his parables and the Beatitudes and such like that. So we're excited, but I'm working hard on it.
And coming up this weekend, Lori, you guys have your big auction and barbecue and all the stuff. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, awesome. We do. So the event kicks off on Friday evening. At 3:15, we start with our pork barbecue dinner, and you can drive through or come and eat at the gym. We also have a silent auction that starts at 4 and will end on Saturday. Then we have class projects Friday night, which is a really big deal for our classes. And then on Saturday, we have a really great day starting with a country breakfast that starts at 6:30, I believe, and runs till 9. And that's by donation. But we have amazing homemade food. I'll be there making omelets. We also have a live auction then that starts at 8:30. But the main attraction would probably be the kids' activities that take place from 9 to 11 on Saturday. So we'll have a professional face painter there. We have some huge inflatables, the bounce houses, obstacle course type things, the trains, the barrel train rides, and then we'll have a helicopter candy drop at 11. So, yeah, oh, I forgot. We also have a new entertainment at 12:30 on Saturday, which is going to be a juggling duo.
The DKers.
Yeah, the DKers.
We know them quite well.
Awesome. We can't wait to see them.
Yeah. So folks want more information. Can they get the times and everything that's going on online?
Absolutely. So if you go to ManheimChristian.org, there's a blue banner across the top of the screen. It's a tiny little blue banner. I almost missed it on my phone. So just click that for more information. It'll have a complete outline of the schedule of events and everything that's going on and some merchandise that's available.
And you brought us these cool keychain things your son made. Is this part of their what they're going to be having up for auction there?
That'll be Friday night. The kids do, the fourth grade class, we do class projects every year. So each grade does some kind of project to make and sell. And fourth grade does a seed to sow project. So they are given $10 each to sow into their product that they'll make and sell. And then they sell their products and it's kind of a little competitive, I believe.
Yeah, in a good way.
It is. It is.
Well, these are so cute.
Yeah, I remember back in the 80s, I would go to Papa Gallo's downtown Lancaster and buy things just like this. And it's the same quality. I mean, it's a very preppy, kind of fun 80s
So he actually sewed these?
He did.
I'm impressed.
I am too.
Yeah. I had belts like this. Yeah. I had watch bands like this.
It's awesome. It fits right on your wrist so you won't lose your keys when you're getting loaded.
It's great.
Speaking Lisa's love language here. Manheim Christian Day School's 42nd annual benefit auction and family fun days coming up this Friday and Saturday. Get all the info online, ManheimChristian.org. We'll talk more with Lori and Ruthie coming up in a bit. David Dunn, back to the music with Masterpiece.